Australians are today mourning the death of one of the country's most prominent Indigenous leaders. For decades, Isabel Coe played a key role in the campaign for Indigenous sovereignty and was instrumental in keeping the Aboriginal Tent Embassy in Canberra going. The Wiradjuri woman has died in Cara at the age of 61. Today, as Lindy Kerin reports, she's being described as a mighty warrior and a remarkable woman.
Isabel Coe was a tough talker. She spent her life campaigning for Indigenous rights. Back in the late 90s, she made headlines around the globe when she called for a boycott of the Sydney Olympics.
From the Tent Embassy, we're calling for a boycott on the Olympic Games. If things don't improve here in Redfern.
And earlier this year, she defended the rights of Aboriginal protesters in Canberra who burnt the Australian flag.
You've got to start asking why people have taken this attitude, you know, where they've got to do these things to try and get people on our side or upset.
One of her longtime friends and fellow activists is Michael Anderson. He was one of the founders of the Tent Embassy in Canberra and first met Isabel Coe when she was 16.
There was a time period in the 1960s, 69, all these young, well-educated young Aboriginal people who were the first sort of the class of year 12 or a higher school certificate, as it was known then, to achieve that. And we all turned up in Sydney. Isabel came from the Rambie Mission. I came from Walgett, living on the Namwai. And we came from a background, I guess, collectively, where there was a lot of racism and a lot of struggles for human rights at that time. And so we grew up in that period, and then we all landed in Sydney and we formed a militant movement similar to that of the African Americans in terms of fighting for land rights and human rights in Australia.
Michael Anderson says Isabel Coe was deeply committed to the cause.
Isabel was a very powerful, staunch young black woman who was there with all us rough and tumble guys who were very sort of, you know, the belligerent type guys who we did take on the world when we set up the Black Power movement. And Isabel was, when you talk about women's liberation, I think Isabel liberated a lot of us young fellows because she was such a powerful young lady. And mind you, you know, all of us were saying, you know, that she was so beautiful. She was a very attractive young woman. And we told her that, you know, you could make a lot of money modelling, but no, she was committed to her fighting for her people.
In the 90s, Isabel Coe took a lead role at the Tent Embassy when rumours emerged that the federal government wanted to get rid of the protest site.
Well, we've been sitting here for 27 years and we're going to continue to stay here. We're here in sovereignty. We have never signed a treaty. We have never relinquished sovereignty to our country. And that's what this Aboriginal Tent Embassy is all about, and that's why they want to remove us.
Isabel Coe's cousin, Matilda House, says she's been instrumental in keeping the Tent Embassy going.
Well, she kept it going because she believed that all things would come right, which they didn't. And she'd still be sitting there today because she knows the job was a never-ending job.
Isabel Coe also played a key role in setting up many of the Aboriginal organisations in Sydney's Redfern. Her cousin Anne Weldon says she leaves behind a huge legacy.
She was a Wiradjuri woman. She was a founder and a leader that established organisations in Redfern. That's a legacy that she's built on for every Aboriginal person and indeed every Australian person.
Aboriginal Legal Service, Aboriginal Medical Service, the Aboriginal Dance Theatre, the Aboriginal Housing Company, the Aboriginal Tent Embassy, the Aboriginal Children's Service, Marrowin Aboriginal Preschool, Jopalpa Aboriginal Bailhouse, she helped establish NACHA, all of those organisations. This is the woman. This is this mighty Wiradjuri woman.
Isabel Coe spent most of her time between Redfern and Canberra, but most recently she went back to her hometown of Cowra in the Central West. Matilda House says she'd been battling diabetes for some time.
And she not only tried to look after her own health, but neglected it in some ways because she wanted to just get on and do things. And that probably was the worst thing that, you know, she thought that could have happened to Isabel, was a lack of not looking after her own self to move on and make things better for other people.
A funeral service for Isabel Coe is expected to be held in Cowra.
Lindy Kerin there.